It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, when you're not sure if it's hormones and problems with your hormones that you're dealing with, whether it's adrenal health or thyroid or insulin and blood sugar, you know, women's hormones, they jump around pretty much from start to finish of our lives. And my guest is Dr. Marcelle Pick. She is an OB-GYN and the author of Is It Me or My Hormones? So, Dr. Pick, you know, you've got a step-by-step program, hormonal plan, that can bring us results and improve our hormonal health. So first of all, how do we know if it's our, is it us or our hormones?
Well, it's usually both. I'm actually a nurse practitioner, not a doctor, and I am OBGYN. Just wanted to kind of set the record straight for
that. Okay, good.
But, you know, the reality is that oftentimes it's a combination of me and my hormones. But what I want to tell women out there is that so often they really don't feel well, and it's very cyclic. And when it starts to be cyclic like that, you do start to suspect hormones. And we have many hormones in our body. A lot of times people just think of our sex hormones, estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. It's not just the culprit. We have many, many things that contribute to how we feel on a daily basis.
So then how do we figure out what it is?
Well, that's such a good question. It depends on the symptoms. So, for example, I had somebody in the office this morning who's having horrible, she's only 44, but she's having terrible perimenopausal symptoms. She's not sleeping through the night, and the biggest thing that she's having is anxiety. And that oftentimes can happen. We tested her estrogen level, and it was low. It can oftentimes happen when we just begin to have that hormonal shift happening. But the really good news is that when we change our diet, and I know your speaker before me was talking about protein, I'm a big fan of protein as well and less processed foods and foods that really kind of come from the earth that you prepare yourself. When you're looking at an ingredient list that you have, as few additives as possible, if any, that it's really just the food itself and perhaps a little salt or some spices. If we start getting back to that, eating breakfast, lunch, dinner, and perhaps two snacks in between, what that does is it keeps our blood sugar stable, which keeps our insulin stable, which helps our adrenals, which keep our hormones stable.
Okay, so obviously good diet, high in protein, no processed foods, as few additives as absolutely possible. I mean, I'm really kind of against them all in my house. I try not to bring in any dyes or colors, certainly no sugar-free products or diet or soda or any of that stuff. And women, you know, they think they're supposed to be drinking the diet soda and all that, but it messes around with our body's biology.
Oh my God, it certainly does.
And now, if we really want this kind of four-week plan, start us off week one and go through.
Okay. So the whole point of this is that I wanted people to understand that the basic formula behind this is that it's easy to follow. So it's going to be doing things like for breakfast you might have a, you know, homemade turkey, you know, patty along with some eggs, or you want to do some kind of chia breakfast pudding. Lunch would be spaghetti squash with some sliced vegetables. You're going to be really being mindful that each week you want to be having protein at those meals and some berries perhaps for breakfast, and you would have perhaps a half of a gluten-free roll. I tend to be dairy-free and gluten-free because so many people have allergies to those things. And so many of my patients really want to lose weight. They're doing all the right things. They're exercising, have cut back on calories, but they're not understanding that the kind of food we eat, like 100 calories of broccoli and 100 calories of sugar, are going to have very different messages in the body. So they need to be aware of the messages that they give the body as well. Salmon's a really good thing. You know, having some crustless asparagus quiche for breakfast. What I've done also in the book is I've had all the recipes are 30 minutes or less. I want people to feel freedom to have perhaps a smoothie for breakfast. Again, it's the same notion as the speaker before me, is you want to have protein at that meal to keep the metabolism going. You know that protein can really help keep the blood sugar stable. And the most important part is you need to make it easy for yourself so that it's not complicated, because if it's complicated, you won't do it. You need to have foods in there that you like and foods that really resonate with you and things that are simple, which means 30 minutes or less is what's going to really stick with people.
Well, and that's the whole thing. It has to be easy. I've found throughout my...
No, it has to.
It has to be. And when I work with people, Marcelle, I find that they absolutely will not do something complicated. Where salads are concerned, you know, these kinds of things, people find that, you know, kind of a little bit daunting, and they don't want to make a salad, and they don't want to make spaghetti squash. But you're making this easy. Now, if we move into the following weeks, the first week we try and start changing our meal plan a little. More protein.
We do. Exactly.
Less additives, no preserved. Now, moving into week two and three.
We're going to be doing a very similar thing. And what I'm asking people to do is to be mindful of what nutrients they might need to add to their diet. How can they make their shopping list more meaningful? How can they take a little bit more time in their day to, you know, be mindful that perhaps moving for them might be good? You know, maybe they're doing a 15-minute brisk walk in between at lunchtime instead. If they don't have lunch, then maybe they can do it in the morning if they're a morning person, or in the evening, that they find some time to take care of themselves. Women are wonderful at taking care of everybody else around them, and they oftentimes forget themselves.
Well,
so
absolutely.
Really,
I'm right there with you.
Put ourselves on the list, you know.
We don't. And it should be, just like they say on the airplanes, Marcelle, put your own mask on before you put on.
I say that to people all the time.
Everybody, because if we don't, we are not going to be able to take care of ourselves and the other people if we don't take care of ourselves first.
Absolutely. And the whole way I did the menu plans is that I mixed and matched them. If you don't like a meal, it sounds too complicated, then don't do it. The notion of making a lot at once, triple the recipe and freeze it and put it in containers in the freezer so that you have things when you're in a hurry. The biggest problem most women have is they're hungry, they're tired, they're multitasking when they come home. They do not want being in the kitchen cooking, or they'll start eating when they get home. So taking really shortcuts for that, having the snacks that you bring that are going to be good for you. Maybe it's a smoothie in the afternoon, whatever is fast. But really working with yourself to pay attention that you must, and I mean must, take the time for yourself.
You have to get in the habit, and of course sleep. You know, we're all sleep deprived, and we've got 50 different things, and our minds don't turn off. But I want to ask you, in the time we have left, about supplements. So what do you think that women need as we get into week four, and we've adjusted our diet, and we've gone good shopping, and we're learning to cook? What do you think that we need to do to supplement?
Depends on what the symptoms are. If a woman is having really significant problems with PMS, then I'm going to encourage you to have a lot of information on my website, womentowomen.com, and we actually have nutrients that are supporting for PMS. It's called PMS Solution. We also, for women that are perimenopausal, have something called Herbal Equilibrium. But there's combination of nutrients. For example, you want to make sure also that you're helping that estrogen be metabolized down a healthy pathway, which is going to be things like chia seeds. We're going to be making sure that you have indole-3-carbinol or broccoli extract type products, DIM, which helps the estrogen be metabolized in a healthy way. You want a really good quality multivitamin. Fish oil is going to be really important. Calcium, magnesium, that's the fundamentals of what I'll have patients on. And depending upon whether they're a little bit older with more oxidative stress, I might put them on resveratrol or alpha-lipoic acid. Again, all of these are very specific in terms of how much I'm recommending in the book. But it's understanding that sometimes when we have a lot of stress, it does cause problems in our physiology, and that we can actually use the nutrient intervention to help with. For some people, I might have them look at what foods they might be reacting to and do a food sensitivity panel, or have them actually experiment with what happens if I take this particular food out of my diet, how do I feel?
Well,
so,
and that's the way we sort of
are good.
And all these things are the way that we kind of narrow it down and take that step-by-step program to get our hormones in check and to get them sort of where we're feeling much better about ourselves. And you have to take care of yourself, ladies, before you can take care of everybody else. So the four-week plan, get your diet into control, more protein, less additives and preservatives, work your way through a good multivitamin, get your exercise, and get a good night's sleep. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.